Thank you, Chair. I warmly welcome the delegation along with my colleagues. My questions relate to Article 12 of the Convention, which enshrines the right to health for women and girls. But I also would like to acknowledge the stellar contribution of our friend and colleague, Hiroko Akizuki. I draw the State Party's attention to General Recommendation 24 on women and health, which is a guiding tool for State Parties to interpret Article 12 and its obligations. But today I will focus my intervention on abortion, contraception, and the forced sterilisation of women. I do acknowledge progress in some areas, including a 2023 government pilot making emergency contraception available in pharmacies. Given there is a lack of emergency contraception available, I ask the State Party whether or not this policy will be implemented, and will emergency contraception be available to women aged below 18 without the presence of a parent or guardian? Under Article 212 of the Penal Code, abortion in Japan is de jure illegal, although there are some exceptions to the law. However, consent for abortion is still required from a spouse or partner in most instances. Now, Japan is one of only 11 countries and only one of the group of seven largest economies that mandate a woman must get their spouse's consent. So in effect, this is a veto. This undermines the bodily autonomy of women. I'm wondering, I mean, reports actually show that in some cases, even single women have had doctors ask for permission from a male partner before agreeing to perform such surgeries. So will the State Party, at a minimum, remove the requirement for spousal consent for women seeking abortion? I know that we've drawn this matter to the State Party's attention in previous concluding observations. Despite the government's approval of oral abortion pills in 2023, reports suggest only around 3% of clinics with abortion services actually provide the pill, and it's around the same cost as a surgical abortion. I understand that women are banned from taking abortion pills at home. They actually have to take them in front of a doctor. Further, national health insurance doesn't cover the cost of abortions, surgical or oral, and they can be financially prohibitive. Yet we know that restricted access to abortion services can put a woman's physical and mental health at risk. Is the State Party taking any measures to increase access for women to abortifacients? Are there any plans to change the law so that women can take these pills in the privacy of their own home without the fear of legal consequences? I do take note of the answer to my colleague's question on comprehensive sexual education, and I do reiterate, will the State Party ensure that age-appropriate comprehensive sexual education is taught in schools as part of a national curriculum, not just 3 hours? Under the Eugenics Protection Law, 1948 to 1996, which prohibited procreation by persons with a disability, 25,000 people underwent forced sterilisation. In 2024, I know the government committed to apologising to victims of this sterilisation. The committee commends the government for that and for committing to financial compensation. But I note Article 3 of the Gender Identity Disorder Act 2003 requires the sterilisation of transgender individuals who wish to change their identity marker. In 2023, I note the Japanese Supreme Court ruled this as unconstitutional. So could the State Party please detail what reproductive rights have been established in Japan for women with disabilities and clarify whether victims of sterilisation under the Gender Identity Disorder Act will have access to similar compensation to those who were sterile under the Eugenic Protection Law. Finally, I understand that the Environment Minister, the Ministry, gave you water utility companies until the end of September to report back on organic fluorine compounds in tap water in order to determine whether or not stricter criteria are necessary for perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, which can be harmful, particularly for pregnant women. I'm wondering if the State Party can report progress in relation to that report. I thank you.